So I, before I get rolling here on the message, I bring you greetings from Pastor Mike Plain. He said he loves Living Word Church, and he said, give everybody my love from him and Casey. He's busier than he's ever been. It's just amazing the number of churches that are leaning on him for the leadership stature that he walks in. And we're privileged to be close with Pastor Mike, and how awesome that is. And God's given him a lot of strength, and he's running a good race. And things are happening in the churches he's in, and that's exciting. So praise the Lord for that. So I wanted to make sure to send you the greetings to the saints from Pastor Mike. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Outlines are out. All right, let's hold up our Bibles, our iPods, pads, whatever, just your hand, and repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll never be the same, because I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. Never in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I'm in a series called Another One. Everyone say, Another One. Another series, Another One. Yeah. It really was inspired by the song we've been singing about another miracle, another one. Let's bring another one, and let's bring another one. Never be satisfied. Let's bring another one. And we're going to go through the 18. Everyone say 18. We got 18 stories in the book of Acts of miracles. And I think if you want to believe in miracles, we ought to read about them. Amen? Because that will build our faith and increase our faith to believe God for more. And so the first couple chapters, I decided that I was not going to overlook any of those things. So Facebook and Face Church, Lake Church, got it all. I talked about the baptism in the Holy Ghost and how important it is to have that power released in your life. And we talked about the lame man. The first miracle, just as review, and I won't review them all each week, but we talked about the lame man in Acts chapter 3, verse 16, where he was begging for alms, and Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give to you, that in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And this guy got up, and he was walking and leaping and praising God. Amen? And it was an exciting moment in the Scripture. And, you know, Peter eventually said the statement that he was healed by faith, right? Well, faith is mentioned over 300 times in the New Testament. I think that's quite significant. And faith will trump the law. Remember when Jesus, on the Sabbath, healed a guy? And some religious idiot gets up and says, you can't do that on the Sabbath? And Jesus says, faith trumps the Sabbath. I trump the Sabbath. I, Jesus, trump the Sabbath. Sabbath's a great day to get healed. I think every day is a great day to get healed. Amen. Hallelujah. I think every day is a great day to see heavenly things happen. And, of course, Romans 1:17, one of our favorite verses about faith is, oh, my gosh, I need it triggered. Gosh, I know this thing by heart. Thank you. For therein the righteousness of God, thank you, Bill, is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. From faith, because faith brings a new beginning. To faith, because faith gets us to the end, and we live by faith in the middle. So we start and have faith in the middle and faith in the end, and it never stops. It's perpetual. Amen? So today, how about another one? How about another story? Let's have another one. Acts chapter 5. Verses 1 through 11. This is really a, I know some people earlier were a little bit shocked some of the things that we had to say about this, but this really is an amazing story about Ananias and Sapphira and his wife, and they sold a possession of land, verse 2. And he kept back part of that sale, and his wife also being aware of it and brought a certain part of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. Just keep her rolling. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart? Remember last week I talked about being filled with the Spirit? We're all containers. See, I'm a container. It's a question of what you're filled with. What are you filled with? Come on. Satan has filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself. While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this saying in your heart? You have not lied to men, but you have lied to God. How are you ever going to get away lying to God? I don't think that works. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. Everyone say, he was dead. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young men rose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. That's what you do with dead people. Now it was about 3 hours later, and his wife Sapphira came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her and said, tell me whether you sold the land for a certain price. And she said, yes, for that price. And then Peter said to her, how is it? Peter was questioning her and said, how could you do this? How could you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they're carrying you out. Immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. Say, she was dead. And the young men came in and found her dead, carried her out, and buried her by her husband. So great fear. That's the second time we see that in this passage. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all those who heard these things. So may God add a revelation and a blessing to this. This blows my mind. It's right there on the outline. This is a mind-blowing story that God would bring this situation out for certain purposes. But it's just a mind-blowing story about the consequence of lying to God. Wow. Yeah. But it's a reminder, like I said earlier, that we are like containers. We're like buckets. And as we talked about last week, how we exhorted everyone to always constantly, not one-time experience, about being baptized in the Holy Spirit or filled with the Holy Spirit. We looked at a number of different verses about being filled. You're going to be filled with something. You might as well be filled with something good, like the Holy Ghost. Amen? Come on, Pastor Mike. Let's go. So be filled with that Spirit. And here's another thing. Some people have never heard this before, but Peter had a word of knowledge. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 says, one of the spiritual gifts is a word of knowledge. What's a word of knowledge? A knowledge is information about something that someone doesn't know you know. He had a word of knowledge. And I could stand in places. People have never heard this before. We do. We walk in this. We love this. Been walking in it for 40 plus years. He had a word of knowledge. Real simple, right? Verse 3 of Acts 5, he said, Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? Well, who told him that? Well, the Holy Ghost told him that, right? Holy Ghost told Peter, he's lying. Peter called him out. Guess what? He paid the consequence for it, right? Okay. And then the concept which also blows my mind, to be filled with the lies of Satan. To be filled with the lies of Satan. That's an amazing thing. And we're going to see more of it. As time goes on, as the world continues to go more woke and away from God, we're going to see more of demonic release in people's lives. But, come on, there's a but. but God, but we're going to see an even greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit for a great revival in the end time. And we get to see it. We get to be a part of this. I don't know about you. I got chills to my toenails thinking about this, how we're going to see this great revival. It's going to die. The devil lost. And God wins. Amen? And we get to be a part of it. Amen? So that's all I got from that story. So you want another one? Okay. Good answer. Acts chapter 5, right after this, verses 12 through 16. And through the hands of the apostles, there were a few signs and wonders. I like many. Amen? You know, when I look at my billfold, I like to see many dollars, not a few. Right? When I look in the cupboard or the refrigerator, I like to see many things in there, not just a few. Well, the same thing with signs and wonders. We want to see many signs and wonders in this time. They were done among the people, and they were all in one accord to Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared to join them, but the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes. Come on, let's believe for this end time revival. Multitudes of men and women. Let's see more. What was the name of the college that had the Asbury? I want to say Ashbury, and it was Asbury. Yeah. Let's see more of that. Let's see more people standing up and saluting the flag in a public place and giving God glory for that. And they brought the sick out into the streets, and they laid them on beds and couches. I'm telling you, some people were smoked right here, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by them might fall on some of them. Come on. Why not you? Why not me? Is God's power limited? Is it shortened? Okay. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Hallelujah. That's revival. You know, Peter's shadow. I did a pretty quick treatise on shadow. I thought about some of the shadows in the scriptures, and I thought about Psalm 91:1. Dial 911 when you're in trouble, right? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High will abide, will abide, will abide. What's abide mean? Live in, right? Shall abide in the shadow, under the shadow of the Almighty. The Almighty Elohim. That's where we need to be, church, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Another shadow was the shadow of death, Psalm 23. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Hallelujah. There is no fear in faith. Oh, that's a good point, Mike. There is no fear in faith. You better write that one down. There is no fear in faith. Mary, write that for me, please. There's no fear in faith, okay? Yeah. The shadow of his wings, in Psalm 17, I believe it's verse 8, it says he will hide us in the shadow of his wings. Come on. The shadow of his wings. He is the mighty one. Hallelujah. I love that. And so the fruits of revival. Believers were added, both men and women, in verse 14. Just a lot. Amazing miracles. Come on, can you believe for more miracles? Come on, let's see some legs grow. Let's see some arms grow. Yeah, hallelujah. Bodies healed. Just amazing things that they did. And demonic deliverances. So I whooped it on them today, and I told them the story about when we had a youth revival here. We had a concert, and there was a girl that came up for prayer, and she was shaking, and I knew it was a demon. And so we cast that demon out, and she fell on the floor, and peace came over her, and then she stood up again, started shaking again. I said, well, there's another one. Well, come out in the name of Jesus, right here on this floor. Come out in the name of Jesus. She fell back on the ground, started shaking some more. And I bent down and whispered a couple verses to her, and she quit shaking. She got up, and then she started shaking again a third time. Well, there are three of them. They're packing threes, you know, sometimes. And I said, well, come out in Jesus' name. And she fell back down on the ground, and I spoke to her. I got down on my hands and knees, spoke some verses into her ear, and then she got up. She said, I'm free. Woo-hoo. God is still freeing the demon possessed today, right? He's still doing it to today. We need to be aware of it and get our consciousness thought thinking about it, you know. And but I do want to. I know. Great testimony. Thank you, Cheryl, for that. Great testimony. A lot of you know Pastor Shane and what a wonderful man of God he is, and how great he was. But I told this story, and I'm just always encouraged when I think back to miracles. But he went to a Shane used well. Two miracles with Shane. One, he never could remember anything. He couldn't memorize any verses, and God took care of that. Now he can stand up and preach his whole message without paper. Pretty cool. But another thing was he had vertigo. He couldn't stand. It's not good when you're a preacher and you can't stand, right? He had it all the time. So we went to a revival down in St. Joe, Missouri, and there was this evangelist from Germany that was there, and he went up for prayer, and he said, what do you got? Well, I got a problem with vertigo. He said, no more. Laid his hands on him, laid him flat out in the Holy Ghost. I don't know how far back he fell. And he got up, and he hasn't had vertigo once since. That was over a decade ago. God is still healing today. He's still delivering people today. He's still saving people today. He's still working on our behalf. Sometimes it takes some time, but we need faith and patience. Everyone say that. Faith and patience. Those who through faith and patience will inherit the promises. I'm going to say that one more time. I didn't get enough amen. Though through faith and patience will inherit the promises. Amen. So we need faith and patience to believe. Okay? So let's stand to our feet. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for these messages through the book of Acts, Lord. We want to be more like them. Lord, give us a heart to walk the way the disciples walked in the book of Acts, Lord. That the kingdom of God would be expanded, that people would be saved and delivered and healed, Father, that your kingdom would grow. And we rebuke the spirit of religion that would like to try to tear down those things, saying they're not for today. They are for today. And we prophesy that in each one of our areas of influence, Lord. We all have circles and areas of influence. I pray for each one of those, Lord, that they would be expanded. And for that, we give you praise, we give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Somebody give God a hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Well, now that we feasted, let's get ready for another feast.